Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is a blessed Thursday morning, and we give thanks to the Lord for the gift of life. Precious one, this is the day the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is your day of joy. It is your day of victory on every side. Victory is yours in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been expecting good news, today it will come in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom nugget that the Lord is putting before us today says, the humble is sincere. His maker will rescue him from error. The humble is sincere. His maker will rescue him from error. Hallelujah. Please ponder on this and choose to be humble all the days of your life. If you do, beloved, you will enjoy God. We will continue with our series today titled, God Wants the Best for You. And today makes it part 4. And the topic we will be considering today says, the 4 existing voices you must identify. The 4 existing voices you must identify. I'm reading from John chapter 10, verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Beloved, recall, I have shared with you 7 basic and 5 advanced steps to take when it comes to hearing God. Now, in your journey of hearing God, please understand that there are 4 voices which have access to your mind. 4 voices which have access to your mind, and you must master them and know what to do regarding each of them. Many have mistaken other voices, you know, to mean the voice of God. Now, these 4 voices are, number 1, your head voice. Number 2, the voice of others. Number 3, Satan's voice. Number 4, God's voice. Now today I'll be sharing just 2 with us because of our time constraint. And the 2 I'll be sharing with us, they are the voice of others and your head voice. Now talking about the voice of others, this is simply, you know, when you are hearing other human beings around you, or when you are hearing the voices of situations around you. You know, mind you, beloved, this voice is not always bad, but it is highly vulnerable to errors because it is limited in understanding and it is easily influenced, you know, by emotion and what is physical. It can be manipulative, it can be mischievous. And a good way to identify this is that most times, you know, what you are hearing will not align with the Bible, or it will not align with a correct interpretation of the Bible. Another sign is that it is a voice which may see nothing, you know, nothing wrong in compromises. Often it is not accompanied with peace that comes, you know, from God. It's a voice that just wants you to do things anyhow without necessarily looking at God's perception about what you're about to do. As a believer, you must know how to silence the voice of men and the voice of situations around you. If you want to go far with God, as a Christian who really wants to go far with God, you should not be bothered about people as much as you are bothered about God. The rule is bother about God first, and any other thing that can fall in line, then you'll be okay with it. Now, talking about the second voice, okay, which is your head voice. This is when you are hearing yourself. It is often the voice of your own logic and your emotion. And it is the voice you hear sometimes when you are angry or when you are overly excited, okay? It is the voice that you hear when you are afraid or when you are in the territory that seems quite familiar to you. It is the voice that tells you, oh, you don't need God. You can fix this on your own. Oh, you are a graduate, you are a PhD holder. You are reasonable enough. You know, you are capable enough. Your own head voice. Sometimes it tilts to the negative. It is the voice that tells you, you can't make it. You will die now. Okay? Whereas, it is against what God has promised you. It's not actually a bad voice at all times. Let me say that. But the point is that it can surely lead you in a bad way to a bad end. You must know when your head voice is contrary to the voice of God or to the word of God. Remember Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 and Proverbs 16 verse 25. These scriptures say there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way that leads to death. There are occasions in life that our head voice is completely useless and it cannot be trusted anymore. Yeah. There are such occasions in our life. At such a time, we will need the voice of a God who is super intelligent. Hallelujah. Now, one major sign of head voice is that this voice often, when not tamed, interferes with God's divine process in your life. Take note of that. Another sign is that the voice encourages faithlessness under the disguise of being realistic. Okay, when you follow this voice, you may not be able to walk by faith. You must know when to silence the voice of your own logic, of your own emotion, especially when you perceive it is interfering, when you perceive it is interfering with what God is doing in your life. Simply nail such voice to the cross. Your head voice can be very logical and reasonable, but always remember Isaiah 55 verse 8, which says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. If you do not want to miss God in your journey of life, stop following God according to your head voice. Stop following him according to your head voice. We can only follow God effectively according to his word. Once his word says something, we stay in that zone. That's a safe zone. We stay there. Even when it is not logical, when it is not reasonable, stay there. That is trust. That is faith. That is how to follow God. Now, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, dear Holy Spirit, help me to silence the voice of others. Help me to silence my head voice that are contrary to the voice of God. Help me to identify the voice of God in the midst of various voices. Oh, help me to be sincere with God. Remove all hypocrisy from me till I am genuine in my act of following the voice of God in every area of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, go ahead and talk to the Lord within a few seconds. Help me, Lord, to silence the voice of others and to silence my head voice that are contrary to your voice. Help me to identify the voice that comes from you in the midst of various voices. Lord, help me to remove all hypocrisy, oh Lord, in my way, and to be genuine in my heart of following your voice in every area of my life. Robaku ti sentalim brado yakato skanto legedea. Robas katondelea. I receive this help, I receive this grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and Amen. Beloved, I pray for you that you are blessed with a discerning spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive the ability to distinguish the voice of God amidst other voices in the name of Jesus. Today, may the Lord prosper your way and order your step into blessings prepared for you and your household in the name of Jesus. No more confusion. No more confusion. You will not group about in the dark. The Lord will bring forth His light in your way. His word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path in the mighty name of Jesus. You are returning today with undeniable testimonies, with notable blessings in the name of Jesus. You will be fulfilled. Your bread is blessed. Your water is blessed. You will prosper in God's purpose for your life in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Remember to share this content with other people today. And as you do so, remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Now, oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, "Oh Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now.
Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.